welcome to another discussion with one of our expert partners. Hope you enjoy it, and feel free to suggest other topics or ideas you would like us to discuss in the future. Hey, thanks for joining us today, and really appreciate you giving up some time to join us on this video series. We felt that with all the discussion that's been going on with AI for now the last couple of years, it's obviously relevant, obviously important. It's coming across every aspect of our life. So we just wanted to have some discussion with our tech partners to say, okay, how do you know, and by implication, how can a hotel reflect on the position they are in and whether they could really be leveraging AI to its maximum value? Or are there some core elements they might need to fix first before they start putting this new shiny item on the agenda, so to speak? But before we get into it, how are things with you guys? How's the year been for BookBoost?
Great. Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on this series, Trevor.
You're more than welcome.
Year has been great. Things are evolving and innovating in an extreme, like, accelerated pace, and a changing market is always like a super good place for opportunities. Reimagining how we work as a business, reimagining how the hotel and the hospitality industry of the future looks like. And that's exactly what we have been playing into from our edge and our perspective in the market. And that's with the customer data platform we have built over the years as the basis of that.
A core integral part of what we're going to be discussing as well.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I would say the most important core integral part of deploying any LLM or AI. In that case,
absolutely. You've teed up beautifully what we're going to be discussing. So I guess what I want to ask you first of all to kick this off is, from your perspective, from BookBoost, what would you say hotel readiness looks like? You know, what would be some of the core elements that you would, if someone came to you and said, right, we want to implement AI, but you're going to go, well, hold on a minute, let's just understand your business first to see whether you're ready for it before we actually start getting into it.
Exactly. What we see as AI readiness in the market is having the fundamentals right in place, right? So orchestrating your data, making sure that the customer data, the guest data, the reservation data, messaging data all comes together. And at the same time, also being kind of gated to AIs, right? Because the last thing you want is that a guest talks to like an agent that has access to all kinds of information and by some prompt or like by some tricks with the agent gets access to information.
Oh, really?
I can see but the guest shouldn't see, right? So having the fundamentals right, making sure that all the customer data from your different systems comes together and at the same time is also orchestrated in a secure way. Having the data together, then that's an enabler to deploy AI at scale, because linking an LLM to all kinds of APIs is just like a huge, first of all, huge security risks, and also it's not efficient.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought it. I naively, you know, I'm not a tech person. Naively, I thought, you know, if you're getting a solution, you know, it kind of is already built in to say, right, well, it can look at this and look at the other. Hadn't contemplated that. That's a very good point.
Yeah. I mean, if you work with, for example, your cloud cowork, obviously you give it access to everything because you have access to everything.
Yeah.
When you deploy an agent which is guest facing, you need to be very mindful. Like what does this agent have access to? Because if you give an agent an assignment, it will just usually like figure out how it gets there, right? It requires like the fundamental infrastructure in your tech landscape to make sure the data agents gets is comprehensive and at the same time also secure. So guardrails are extremely important. Otherwise, I've also read a tech vendor that ran an AI and accidentally deleted their whole database. So it's very important that, you can connect all your APIs to an agent and think you're done. There also needs to be a very deterministic way of how agents access data. Mm-hmm. And it might look like a big magic box. Oh, AI can do everything. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it might find a solution which does something accidental like this, let's say.
No, that makes sense. Just picking
which
up
is not intended.
No, absolutely. Just want to talking about the readiness piece. I mean, we've mm-hmm. spoken a lot there about sort mm-hmm. of data and systems and technology. What would your perspective be of readiness within a hotel or hotel group from a leadership and then from an actual hotel staff user?
It's really like, I can't say it depends, of course. It depends on the product you want or some hotel is offering. If it's a product that's focused on like 2-3 star type of hotel budget, you're obviously looking at, okay, I want to automate as many jobs to be done using AI. Mm-hmm. When you look at a more kind of luxury perspective or more like a service oriented offering from a hotel, you want to use AI to increase that guest experience. Mm-hmm. For both cases, you need to stick together different systems, right? So in a more luxury brand, you might have your restaurant system, your property management system, your spa system, which all houses customer data. So when you want to treat your guest then as somebody you fully know, you need to make sure that all that data comes together in a customer data platform, and then you can drive your service up. Mm-hmm. At the same time, when you want to automate different pieces of that customer journey and make your customer journey very efficient, you need to make sure that all those operational systems are stick together, mm-hmm. Which you then can employ AI on. In terms of readiness, I think what I often see talking to leadership within hotel groups is like the extra value an agent can offer when it has the full context. So like, I can do now this, and I can actually treat the guest as I've known him for years because it has the full context.
Yeah, understand that. And from a staff utilizing these things, once you have experience mm-hmm. from the side, once implemented and once running, are there elements where there's a bit of groundwork needs to be done for the staff to be kind of ready to accept this, or as opposed to just, right, we're now using this tool and everything gets changed?
Yeah, I think in these years, it's really a mindset change and shift. Mm-hmm. Because how we have used software over the last, like, ever software existed almost, is we used to click buttons, right? We used to get stuff done with while clicking buttons and typing in email campaigns or messages or data, basically. That whole interface is changing. So how staff will in the future interact with products is more in a language set where a staff will prompt what the staff wants to get done. May it be adding as simple as adding a late checkout or querying some insights from this guest. This will more and more move actually to like a language interface rather than an old school interface with buttons. So what we do at BookBoost is as well, we believe that agentic interfaces are now at least as equal important mm-hmm. As interface for humans.
Okay.
Because humans ultimately then use those agents to get their jobs done. So that readiness comes with understanding that's kind of the future where we're heading.
Gotcha. Got you. One of the things you were saying at the when you were early, a little earlier answering this question is obviously data. So I just want to pivot to that for the second area I'd like to discuss, because there's a lot of talk about AI needing good data, and I guess we all spoke about, we all know about hallucinations. So what happens when a hotel's data is essentially a record of its own bad habits? How do you help a property recognize that their data reflects broken processes rather than kind of what's going on, before they start sinking money into tools which will just magnify or automate that dysfunction?
When the tools obviously are not connected, when data sits in silos, you only have fragments of data laying in different systems. So before deploying AI, you need a layer in between that brings that data together. Bottom line, that's exactly what we built with Bookboost, making sure that all those data silos are being bidirectional, copied within a platform where all that data is then related. So all of a sudden you have the full picture of your guest with all those data fragments connected, and then you can actually start deploying any type of agent on top of that, providing it the full insights.
Is there an aspect where their processes in collecting the data can still mean that it's not good data and not effective in achieving, just because the way that front office might have operated, the way they're putting information in the PMS, you might have gaps in data. So it's not necessarily that it's bad data or unconnected, it's just that no data.
I mean, they're in a guest journey, there are so many opportunities to capture that data. From a digital check-in, collecting some preferences of a guest, or simply connecting a newsletter consent, or collecting the real email address behind like an OTA proxied email address. There's already lots of opportunities to collect valuable data, and in that sense, make the monetary, or maybe not directly monetary value, but the value of guests running through that guest journey larger, making that value larger. So checking or collecting feedback and review data post stay, collecting that to that same guest, like, hey, what did this guest do throughout the customer journey? So tons of opportunities to collect data throughout the stay from different systems, and then bringing that together gives them that full picture of the guest. So what we usually do when onboarding hotels, we look at their customer journey. What kind of guest cohorts do you have? What do they do in your customer journey? What do you want them to do? And how can you enrich the picture of the guest you have in an action that.
That makes a lot of sense. Do hoteliers get it now? Do people now actually get the fact that their data cannot be sitting in silos anymore, or are you still having to have some of those fundamental conversations?
I think many hotel groups and have sunk lots of money and effort in projects that didn't work out. And that's because the hospitality industry is very scattered and fragmented in terms of there are so many players with different data structures, with different ways of storing, collecting, using data. So it's and almost every hotel has a different tech stack. So the challenge of bringing together data silos and merging that, so to say, is super complicated. So that's also the reason why we don't merge data destructively. We relate data, we relate data with each other. So we maintain a copy of those data silos, and we start clustering those profiles. So it's in that way, you Yeah, you actually don't destroy your data. So when you do, when the system does something wrong, you can actually revert it or unlink it, and you always have like a moving picture of how the guest evolves over time.
Got you.
And that's actually a way to bring source data together without trying to invent another complex layer on top of that with hundreds or thousands of rules.
That makes that sense.
When you have one rule that's not really working out, breaks the whole system.
Yeah, yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. Let's move on to something you said at the very beginning after the intro, which was about AI being on everything, but is it really AI? So I guess separating real AI from rebranded solutions. So as we say, AI is everywhere, but sometimes it feels like it's more marketing. It's a bit like everyone puts protein in products now. What advice would you give to hoteliers to kind of, how would they know whether they're looking, what they're looking at genuinely creates value, and where in the guest journey is actually moving the needle versus it being a sales pitch and we're gonna leverage AI because that's cool at the moment.
I like it. Like AI is like protein powder. it's like protein powder for software platforms, maybe. But indeed, there's many different levels of protein powder. There's also many different levels of quality of AI, and what my personal mental model is, which it might give some perspective. I think there are like three levels of the AI label. The first one is generative AI, right? So when like ChatGPT started, we all were talking to ChatGPT on all kinds of different problems and challenges, probably, right? So that's like the first step, generative AI. The second step is then when you put these large language models into an agent. And I think that's also why many people or many organizations moved from like a Gemini or ChatGPT to like when actually Claude Cowork launched, right? Because what that did is you have, it brought in much more tooling and therefore also much more context. So that's the second level, an agent harness. And that actually helps AI to become more agentic.
Okay.
Right? So it can, instead of just generating an answer, it can starts to get jobs done, right?
Yep.
Because it can call a tool, it can write something back. And you see this as well in different systems, right? Can I just chat to the report I have on my marketing campaign? Or can I actually take the next step and like provide insights on that? Can the AI start to reason and get data together to generate me a report?
Interesting.
And then the next level, I think what many platforms are moving into, which we'll see over the coming year, is kind of agent orchestration. So it's where not a human is involved anymore, but where agents like run in the cloud.
Yep.
That are triggered at a certain event and then get that full job done end to end. And that's more of the agent orchestration, which is next. So, and that's, exactly. And I think we're like, practically speaking, we're now in between, like in the hospitality industry, in between phase one and two. Mm-hmm. We can chat with many of our, interfaces we have, and then the next level will be letting those interfaces get more jobs done, and then the third level is actually letting those agents run independently.
I've got you. Is there a way? I mean, if I was a hotelier, and I'm, it could be any. So we're not trying to narrow this down to try and imply that certain sectors of the industry aren't being honest or whatever. It's more just trying to cut through the noise.
Yeah.
Are there ways that as a hotelier, when I'm evaluating a tech solution, I can kind of work out whether this is AI in a solution that will add value or AI that's being used through their pitch deck to seem as if they're current and of the moment?
Yeah, great question. I mean, you can show a lot of things in a pitch deck, but ultimately, like when you go into a tool and you imagine a job you would previously do, maybe a marketing job, maybe a service job, maybe like an analytical question. If you can get that job done without clicking buttons, I think it's a valuable platform with AI.
Gotcha.
So when system starts to motion jobs to be done basically independently of humans, while, and I think that's really, really important, while maintaining like a high level of quality, while maintaining the craft of hospitality.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because as you mentioned before, like AI can hallucinate a lot, and then it will be AI slop, and that's the last piece that that anyone wants in the industry. So it's important to provide AI with the right context, with the right instructions, with the right tooling to maintain the craft of that job to be done, maintaining the craft of hospitality and maintaining the voice of the brand as well.
That makes sense. I guess the final point, what are the commercial and operational foundations that the hotel actually needs in place? And when you think about those aspects, do you see the same gaps coming up?
My perspective on this is like, as there's so much change and acceleration right now, it makes sense to really think about how do I want my operations and products and commercial results to look like in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and how can I reimagine the ways to get there, the processes to get there. So like, don't think about how your tech stack used to work 10 years ago or like 5 years ago. But think about, okay, how would this tech stack and how would these processes and what's the value I'm creating in my vision? Mm-hmm. And what kind of infrastructure do you need then, right? And then move first to that foundation, right? Making sure that that infrastructure is right, making sure that that infrastructure is orchestrated, and then you can start to deploy AI and agents with the right software tooling, or maybe nowadays it's actually called vertical AI tooling, to move towards that vision with the like data infrastructure as the foundation to provide agents the right context and tooling to get that vision done. And most of all, the hospitality is a human industry, right? So I believe that AI agents and data is always the enabler to come back to the foundation of hospitality, and that's hosting someone.
A very good answer. I appreciate you consolidating those thoughts explaining it so clearly. No, I agree 100%. Look, I'm very conscious of your time. I could sit and talk with you for hours. We could go off on many different tangents, but we've tried to keep this as tight as possible because I know you are busy. But thank you so much for taking the time for joining us on the video series, and really appreciate your thoughts.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening, and I hope the conversation was of interest. Please do feel free to suggest any topics you would like discussed in the future. We're always open to ideas. Thank you once more, and I hope you will join us again. Goodbye for now.